the Carillon. We're on the Pont de Meaux Bridge, opposite the collegial spires. The Carillon in the top of the tower on the right is one of the biggest in Europe. You can hear it every quarter of an hour. Shall we take you to visit it? Eric Brottier, who was in charge of the restoration of the Carillon and has been an organist and bell ringer at Notre-Dame-en-Vaux since 1973, is our guide. Ready? The 125 steps in the tower take us up towards the sky. Let's stop at the first level to tell an anecdote.
It was Monseigneur de Prilly who, during the main restoration works in the mid-19th century, decided to present Notre-Dame-en-Vaux with a big carillon. That caused some problems because in the same tower was a lookout, and the construction of the carillon meant that the lookout lost his post. A solution was finally found, which was to put the lookout tower down in a kind of housing here. In the end, it turned out that at this level he couldn't see anything at all.
On the first floor of the tower is a cylinder 1.80 meters in diameter and 2 meters long with 33,984 holes.
Here we see a large cylinder on which melodies were programmed to run automatically in the 19th century. It's a huge music box.
And here we are on the level where the bells are.
It's a large concert instrument with 56 bells in the Flemish style. That means the clangers are activated by a fist-operated keyboard. This is a keyboard like those found on carillons in Flanders that is played with the fists. It's nothing like a piano keyboard. This instrument is particularly interesting because it allows the player a wide range of expression. One can play with touch and strength to achieve a very soft or very strong sound.
Donc voici une mélodie jouée piano et forte.
The tourist office organizes guided visits of the Carillon. Please feel free to ask for information. To find out the history of the cloister and the museum, walk along the railings in front of the Collegiate Church until you get to a garden adjoining the building. It's there.